Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to rethink transportation. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
The Yahoo Hack Aftermath.
One question remains. Are you still at risk?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. When the U.S. charged Russian spies and their alleged co-conspirators this week, it was a painful reminder of that Yahoo breach that left more than half a billion Yahoo accounts exposed, which in turn reminded us to ask, I hope, whether or not we are actually safe amid hacking and constant cybersecurity threats. Luckily, we have personal tech editor for the Wall Street Journal, Wilson Rothman, on hand and in studio to break down everything we should be doing, how to stay proactive, and what we should be thinking about. Welcome back, Wilson.
Thanks so much.
With the Justice Department letting us in on how these Russian spies hacked Yahoo, we're able to now perform some risk evaluation and maybe come up with a game plan to minimize our chances of being hacked. First bullet point on a lot of these lists, the password. Now, with the Yahoo hack, this actually highlighted exactly why it's so essential. It serves as a perfect example. How does it do that?
Right. Well, what happened was the hackers were able to forge what's called a browser cookie. Basically, they were able to fool the Yahoo servers into thinking they were an ordinary user. And they were doing that because they had stolen information from Yahoo at a certain point. Now, if you hadn't changed your password after that point, they could pretend to be you. Mm. If you had changed your password, that fake cookie didn't work. I mean, it's just like, as simple as that. Change your passwords. Change them on a regular basis. You don't know who's hacking things.
Just do it.
You can't stop hackers from hacking Yahoo.
That's exactly
But you can
it.
Stop, it turned out, you could stop them from pretending to be you.
And there are password managers out there. That's on my to-do list. What's a good password manager? What would you recommend?
We all recommend Dashlane. Okay. I use it all the time. I like it a lot. It does some interesting things, like you can sync it across your devices, but Dashlane doesn't actually have the master password. It's something that's only used on your local devices. So they never know the password. So if somehow, you know, Dashlane got hacked, you've got an encrypted package that's out there in the cloud, but it's not the same as having a wide open
right
portfolio of passwords.
It's not just passwords we're contending with, phishing emails. How do we better ensure that we don't fall for any of these kind of traps? Is there a basic rule of thumb to follow to ensure we're safe from the dangers of phishing?
Right. I mean, phishing, you know, is getting an email from someone who looks trustworthy but isn't, essentially. That's, you know, and they're sending you an email to get you to click a link or to open an attachment. So, I mean, the problem with phishing is that they get better and better at it. These emails look like they're coming from Gmail, they're coming from Bank of America, they're coming from wherever, and it's really hard to tell. Now, if you get an email, you know, check the email address, obviously, but they can even fake that. If there's a link in the email, look at it carefully. Don't click it if you have any doubt that this is something other than what is official email from your bank or whomever. Instead, go to your bank's website. You already know what it is. Go to Wells Fargo or Bank of America or whatever, and then log in the normal way and see if there indeed is some action item waiting for you there. If not, guess what? You just saved yourself from being phished.
Yeah.
Obviously, if you have a Wells Fargo account and a Chase email shows up, don't click on it.
Right.
Like, you don't. That's not you.
We're speaking to the Wall Street Journal's Wilson Rothman about what you can do to stay safe from hacking amid the omnipresent threat that exists out there. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
We'd like to say a quick thank you and share a message from one of our sponsors, Morgan Stanley, who helped Uber raise capital to launch innovative transportation solutions, including its carpooling option, Uber Pool, and enable a world on the move. Capital creates more mobility. More at morganstanley.com/Uber. Morgan Stanley & Co., LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for joining us. So I want to wrap this up with maybe some last-minute key tips that we can all follow to ensure that we're stacking the odds in our favor, to ensure that we're not going to get hacked. So we hear it all the time, the two-factor authentication. We know it, we don't love it, but we should do it. What should we be thinking about?
I mean, so two-factor authentication, Facebook calls it login approvals. There's a lot of different, it's annoying to me that everyone has used a different term because it's so important. But what it essentially is you go into the security settings of your Facebook account, your Google and Gmail and all that accounts. You can do it with Microsoft, Apple. You can do it with most banks. You can do it. It's available on most online services now. But what you do is you set it up so that it, when you log in, it sends a code to your phone. It texts you, or you can do it on an app or something like that. And the reason they do this is so that someone who hacks you and steals your password or finds out your password some way can't pretend to be you without your phone. They log in and it says, enter the 4-digit code, and they don't have it, and it won't let them in.
Also, so I know a lot of people use several email accounts. That's another thing to stress here. Just delete what you're not using in terms of email accounts.
Yeah, and you know, you'd be surprised. Just type in Google, like, how do I delete this Yahoo account? You'll get the link right away.
Okay. In dealing with managing our passwords, something that always comes up are the security questions. Now, a lot of us have a lot of go-tos, and a lot of them are standard, but what should we know about how to best, you know, provide that type of information?
Right. I joke about security questions. It's like everything my parents would probably readily share on Facebook, like, what was your first dog and what was your first car, and talk about that for a while. You know, and it's like these are these questions that are just like ridiculously easy to find out about you.
Mother's maiden name. That's right on Facebook.
My name is my mother's maiden name, which kind of means I've never used that as
there
a security
go.
Question. So that's the point. Like, so what do? You can come up with little gimmicks. Like, you, instead of having spaces, have X's. Or instead of having, like, you know, the old O, zero kind of trick. But, you know, you can, it's what, the key is this. Come up with your own system. You know, make it work for every single answer and use it. So whether you write it backwards every time or whether you have these funny little character replacements every time, you know that, yeah, if you're naming your first dog, but you're doing your little trick to it,
right,
no one will guess that.
Key tips, as always. Thank you very much, Wilson.
Thanks.
Thanks again to the Wall Street Journal's Wilson Rothman. For more on his story, check out wsj.com/tech. So ends another Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.